Welcome to This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs program produced on the Wolf Boom Radio Network. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations. And our opening sponsored segment is from Indiana University Health, Ball Memorial Hospital.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, I'm Carla Cox. I'm the Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital. And I'm here today with John Disher, who is the Manager of Community Outreach for the IU Health East Central Region. So, John, we're going to talk about Healthy Community Alliance of Delaware and Blackford Counties.
Right? Absolutely. Thanks for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about what the Healthy Community Alliance is?
Absolutely. This is a very unique way of trying to work on improving the health of our community. Essentially, we have formed a group of individuals and organizations, and we are trying to reduce the incidence of chronic disease in our community, in our, basically a two-county area, Blackford and Delaware County. Chronic disease meaning things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis. And we're trying to do that through three simple approaches. Number one, just get folks to eat better, have improved nutrition. Number two, get folks to get more physical activity, move more, et cetera. And then the third is to really reduce the incidence of tobacco use in our communities.
Well, so those sound like things that we would be good regardless of whether we have a chronic disease or not.
Right, absolutely. So it's just a matter of having a good, balanced, healthy lifestyle where you're getting some physical activity, you're eating right, and you're not using products like tobacco that can harm you. So absolutely, that's what we're trying to encourage. And we're doing it through a very unique model called the Collective Impact. And Collective Impact is something that's not familiar to a lot of folks. It wasn't familiar to myself and some of my colleagues when we started looking at this initiative. But the idea is that we can literally get every organization in our community to play a part in this initiative. And that's, to me, is very, very exciting. You don't have to be a wellness organization. You don't have to be a hospital. Any business, from a car part store to a taxi cab service, to any business in this community can play a part in the Healthy Community Alliance of Delaware and Blackford Counties.
Wow, that's amazing. So how in the world do you do that? How does a taxi cab company get involved
in this? Yeah, so think of it this way. When we gather a bunch of great people in a room and talk about how do we solve a problem, let's say we've got Steve, the radio buddy, in the room with us, and we're talking about how do we solve a problem, we're all going to come up with some great idea. Maybe if we're talking about health, we come up with the idea of let's go out and do a 5K run or event. And those are just fine. They're great. They're wonderful. But they only engage a small piece of our community, just a small piece. The idea behind Collective Impact is that if businesses and organizations where people gather, okay, if they seize on the opportunity to influence the people that gather where they are in one of these three ways, wherever we go in the community, we're going to be constantly being influenced in the where we go. So, for instance, I get up in the morning, I turn on the radio, and I hear Steve talking about some sort of little healthy tip for eating right for the day. I then go to work, and at my workplace, I have the opportunity. If at lunch I want to go work out in our gym, I can do that. We have programs with our insurance that help me be incentivized to be healthier. Let's say on my lunch break, I run over to the bank, and the bank has a sign up that says, hey, if you help out with this fun relay race that we're doing in the community for fitness for kids, we'll give you a free checking account or something like that. Mm-hmm. I come back to work, and later that evening, I run out to my church to participate. And there, along with all the signs about the different study groups and singles groups and all that, there's a sign about a walking group. Mm-hmm. Encourage church members to come to a walking group. So the idea is that no matter where we go, we're hearing these ideas and opportunities coming together for us wherever we go. That's the concept.
Wow. I think about at the hospital and nursing, we try to create a healthy work environment.
Yes.
This is really a healthy community environment.
It really is. We're just trying to create a culture of health where, you know, we're just constantly talking about, thinking about how do we stay healthy? How do we get healthy? That's really what we're trying to do, is just to start that conversation. And we've got a great structure going for us because this is not a hospital initiative. I want to make that clear. The hospital, IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, is providing support for this, but this is a community effort. We have a steering committee that's working on forming this organization. It's a cross-sectional steering committee from not only health and wellness, but also the business community, economic development, the Delaware Planning Commission. We've got all sorts of organizations represented on our steering committee. And what we're doing, we're in the process right now of, we're trying to get the message out about this and get organizations to be interested in becoming a partner. because the more organizations that become a partner and are willing to propagate one or all three of these message points, the more we get folks to do that, the more people they will influence wherever those people gather. So the more businesses we can get, the more organizations we get, the more this message gets out and the more people we influence.
So if I'm a business partner, what does that mean? What's my responsibility?
Absolutely. So, and we've already got quite a few business or organizational partners signed up. I'll just mention a few: Ball State University, Muncie Community Schools, City of Muncie, City of Hartford City. We've got a number of partners already signed up. And what they've committed to do is, number one, pick at least one of these three areas to work on in their, what I call their sphere of influence. When they have contact with people, pick at least one of those areas they can work on. And then what they will do then is also they will have a representative come to a work group, and we'll have a community work group for each one of those three areas, and we will basically share ideas, share best practices, do an inventory of what we already have in our community that's working well, what we can do better, and basically work on tactics to get more influence into the hands of our organizational partners. So the key is the more partners we can get, the more influence we can have.
Okay, so if I'm a business and I decide I'm going to focus on nutrition, then there's some place I can go that, well, here's some of the tips for how you can impact nutrition in your work area.
Yeah,
gives me an idea.
Absolutely. And so we'll share best practices. We will share those through our website. We already have a website up and running. It's the www.healthycommunityalliance.org. And that website is designed for our partners to help them track how our community is doing. It's got a lot of different indicators about our health in our community, but it's also got best practices, and it's also got opportunities for if our partners want to apply for some funding sources. We've got opportunities on our website for that as well, for an initiative they may have going that they want to expand in the community. So we're trying to give a good backbone of resources to help our partners propagate these best practices in their sphere of influence.
That's exciting. So if I'm interested, so on the website,
yes.
Is it just for partners, or if I'm just interested in it, can I go there and learn a little bit more?
Anybody that's interested can go there. It doesn't have cute kitten videos, things like that, that the general public is going to get excited about. But if you are interested in the health of our community, if you're interested in making a difference, it's a great place to start, and you can find indicators. We have over 100 different indicators that are from publicly available sources like the CDC and the county health rankings and so forth that basically let us know how we're doing as a community. What are our obesity rates? What's our diabetes rates? What's our rates of smoking? Those sorts of things. And so it can be very helpful for anyone who's interested in a healthier community and learning what the status is of our community and what they can do to better our community.
So how do I learn more about it? If I'm interested, is there a way besides just looking on the website that I can learn more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are actually having a community kickoff event on Thursday, April 14th. This event will take place in the morning. There's two different times you can come for your convenience. So we have a session planned for 7 a.m. in the morning, and that will take place at IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital, in our South Tower atrium. And it'll be a one-hour presentation. It will be pretty much me talking, but also a lot of our partners and steering committee members will be represented there to talk about why they feel this is important, why they feel this model will really work in our community. I think that's what's really important. We'll do a second session that evening at Open Door Health Services on Madison Street at 6 o'clock in their community room there as well. So it'll be the exact same program. You can pick either one that you want to attend. But again, you'll learn more how you can become, or your organization can become, a partner in this important initiative for our community and what you can do to be a part of it and what we expect our partners to help out with.
Okay, so I could come whether I own a business or I just work somewhere. I could come get more information and then go back to my boss and say, I learned all of this. This is something I think we should think about.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of the collective impact model, is that really anybody, any organization, any person can have a part to play in this really, really important endeavor for our community. So, yes, absolutely. We encourage that. So maybe the person from an organization that makes the big decisions can't come, but somebody else that works with them can get the information and take it back. So we really want folks to come learn about this so that they can see how organizations can play a part. Because to be honest with you, the only way it will work is if we get a large number of organizations over time to take part in it. And again, I want to emphasize the time piece, Carly, because we're not going to change these things overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. They're lifestyle related, but we want to make those opportunities available so over time people could start changing, learning, being influenced in a positive way, and hopefully over time we will see these health metrics, this status, this chronic disease problem in our community actually improve. We want to see it improve over time, and we're in this for the long haul. I like to say that this is marathon work. We're in this for the long haul. It's going to take a while. We've got to keep chugging away at it, but we've got to start. You know, you've got to have the start gun, and you've got to get going before you can get to the finish line. So that's what we're trying to do.
You know, that's really what it's all about. It takes a village. It takes a whole community. And so everybody out there who's interested in improving the health of our communities, this is an opportunity to learn more and to do it together, because you're right. As a healthcare organization, we aren't out there. We see people sometimes when they're sick and all, but we really need to change our lifestyle. So getting everybody together in our communities to really focus on that, it seems to me to be what we need to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're trying to do. We feel like this is a great initiative to help make that happen. So again, we invite folks to check out the website, healthycommunityalliance.org, and find out more about this initiative.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This Week in Delaware County, opening sponsored segment from Indiana University Health, Ball Memorial Hospital. More in a moment.